Okay.
Officially calling the ANC 1D meeting to order on May, where's my date?
May 6th.
Oh, thank you. May 6th, 2008 at 7:11 p.m. So, Secretary, we have a quorum. And we can we get, excuse me? I was going to. Present are Commissioners McKay, Czar, Bosserman, Scott, and Edwards. So we're starting our first order of business, going to be the public discussion. That starts now. Personal, you get 3 minutes. If your organization, you get five.
That's minutes.
What's going on? Oliver Tunda senses regrets.
The microphone, please.
Oliver Tunda senses regrets.
Oliver Tunda is in bed, he says, with malaria.
Oh, great. And where, pray tell, did he get malaria?
Sudan.
I'm going to graciously request that if you have a cell phone, that you put it on vibrate. Thank you so much.
Timothy Gellner from Washington, D.C. Timothy Gellner from Washington, D.C.
You get your 3 minutes now. You can pass and come back. It can come back to you.
Tell us what you see.
What am I speaking on?
Whatever you want.
I'm Timothy Gellner. Grew up in D.C. And I was hoping to work for you guys, creating a website for the ANC. Thank you.
You may want to pass since you're caught a surprise, and your father perhaps is more used to public speaking.
Perhaps so.
Are we going just to everybody, or is this a public comments? I'm Mike Gellner. My wife and I own a house on the 1800 block of Irving Street, which we bought in 1976. But this is my first ANC meeting, and I guess I'd like to take this opportunity to express my concern about the rise in real estate taxes over the last 5-8 years as the real estate market has gone skyrocketing, so the assessments have risen too. This is a particular concern to us since my wife is a foreign service officer. She's currently assigned in Guangzhou, China. So some of the fire breaks that have been built in for people who live here don't apply to us. And it leads to pretty quick escalation if you're not resident in the house, even if you're coming back to it. And I'm not resident here right now. I'm in Guangzhou normally, but I'm back here for a month. My wife had some conferences, and I came along. So I just wanted to introduce myself. Thank you for this opportunity, and wish you all good luck on your business tonight.
Do you want to do introductions first and then come back to the bigger stuff? Because I have a 5-minute amp. Resolution. You want it now, Stormy, or after? Intros.
We can do intros, but we can just take the people who have a shorter thing to say and come back to you.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
I didn't introduce myself. Do you want introductions at least? I'm Barbara Hayden. I'm a neighbor. I'm at 1827 Lamont Street.
For the audio recording, it's nice to know who's speaking.
Yes.
My name is Steve Mudd. I live on the 1600 block of Lamont Street, and I'm a member of Always Mount Pleasant, and I'm just presenting one of AMP's recent resolutions. AMP members note with concern that pedestrians walking along the east side of Mount Pleasant Street between 3149 Mount Pleasant Street and the Bank of America at the site of the Deauville must walk around the fenced-in sidewalk out into the middle of the busy street. In order to keep a distance from pedestrians, vehicles in the northbound lane now move into the southbound lane, creating an additional hazard. Similarly, pedestrians crossing at the corner of Kenyon and Mount Pleasant Streets in front of the 7-Eleven to the eastern side of Mount Pleasant Street do not reach the sidewalk and must walk along a fenced-in area in the middle of the street. We ask that some solution be put in place that would allow north-south walking to be safer, such as a wooden underpass, as one sees around town in areas where there is construction and foot traffic. We also ask for a solution so that the east-west foot traffic either skirts this area or connects to this underpass. And I guess we'd send that to DDOT if that was appropriate.
Wayne Kahn from here, Mount Pleasant, and resident of the neighborhood on 18th Street. Just reporting on the what felt like a marathon day at ABRA this last week in the hearing for Don Juan. It lasted 8.5 hours with 2 5-minute breaks, which we felt went well, though we won't know for a good time now. We don't think that ABRA had a good translator for Yasmin. We're going to try to transcribe her testimony once we have an audio recording. I think tonight, and I didn't see the agenda, but what came up as a question was whether Don Juan's is going to be allowed to have live music or just karaoke. And his preference was to not, he would rather not have live music if it meant keeping his hours for karaoke as they exist now. I'm not sure if there's a resolution in play getting discussed tonight or not, but I think that was something that came out of the meeting.
Good evening. My name is Neil Richardson. I'm the executive director of the ANC. I live in 1D03, which is Ingleside Terrace, and happy to see everybody here. And I can report that we're making a lot of progress on 4 of the 6 priorities that we came up at our small group meeting. We had very successful meetings with DPR regarding the green space near the castle. We had a very good meeting, conversation with Emeka Monim, who's the director of DDOT. He wants to walk through the community and see how he can, his agency can be more helpful, creating the type of transportation priorities that we have. We've also made some progress in reaching out to the ANC over in Columbia Heights to partner with them on creating a shared vision for the green space by the castle. We have a very successful business person, Jeff Griffiths, has expressed interest in helping our neighborhood think about long-term planning in a variety of ways. He brings a lot of experience in the redevelopment of Columbia Heights. And he is a person that both has a vision and also experience in making great changes. And he's neighborhood-oriented, so he's a real asset there. Also, the Office of Planning. I was able to have a conversation with Harriet Tregoning about the comprehensive plan rewrite, and she's going to be providing me with some materials and some insight on how to best engage the Office of Planning on that. And, of course, I'll be sharing that with the ANC as soon as I get it. And if it's appropriate and possible, I'll also be inviting the ANC to meet with her to talk about priorities. Thank you.
You mentioned a green space near a castle. What castle could that be? Pardon? Green space near a castle, did you say?
The DPR castle. There's a...
Oh, the mansion you call the castle. Okay.
Yeah.
It's about the same area. So there's been some interaction between our ANC and the Columbia Heights ANC.
I spoke with Calvin Woodland today about some of the interest and some of the ideas that we had on the Mount Pleasant side based on a survey that Greg and Barbara and other folks did earlier last year. And Calvin said that he thought it would be great, but he asked me to contact the chair of the ANC to make sure that they don't, you know, there's no conflict,
yeah.
And to figure out the next steps.
Yeah, Greg, I thought you were going to interact with the ANC in their SMD while this whole thing was going on.
Can we, I don't want to get into the commissioner's conversation right now. I want to finish with the public discussion, please.
Hello, my name is Alfonso Aguilar. I'm the executive director of Fiesta DC, which organizes the Latino Festival in Mount Pleasant. We are here to share with you information about the event in September 2008.
Hi, I'm Rudy Oliva, president of the board of Fiesta DC, and I hope we are on the agenda today, if I'm not mistaken. Are we on the agenda? No, we're not? We are?
Public commentary,
okay. 5 minutes. You want to take this opportunity to outline the festival? What I'm asking is, are we on the agenda later on? No? Okay, so Alfonso.
I'm sure that all of you, or most of you, so our festival last September 2007, we have thousands of people. We want to mention exactly how many, but thousands and thousands of packs during 8-hour show. For this year, we are planning to do the same from Park Road to Argonne Place with different stages for music, children, science, food vendors, arts and crafts, local music, international musicians, dances, but essentially we will do the same. This is the decision the board of directors approved last December. We are working with a lot of organization, more than 40, 50 groups, and of course we will have more coordinators, more volunteers, more people in security, in cleaning, in everything. So we are expecting to do even a better festival. This is the second year that we have no fines, zero. For the third, of course, we are expecting to do better.
What are the projected dates for your Fiesta DC?
Oh, will be September the 28th, Sunday, from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Jack?
Yeah, the way the system works, you have to come to a commissioner and explain to the commissioner what you want the ANC to do. And then the commissioner will introduce a resolution to that effect, and then we'll take it from there, rather than, you know, using our meetings for detailed presentations. What you want to do is have a commissioner take the lead for you. And I'm sure Greg would be happy to do that.
With conditions.
Okay, we've got further discussion.
Yes. Yeah. Hello? I just wanted to address some of the one of the major concerns that I did hear about last year, which was the cleaning. What we want to do this year is we want to have the same cleaning crew on the day of the festival, but then on the subsequent day we're going to have an additional cleaning crew so that during the light of the day they'll be able to make sure that they'll be able to pick up whatever was missing from the end of the festival the previous day. So that's something that is something different that we want to do, trying to address some of the concerns that we have heard about our festival. So that's something that we're working on. Thank you.
Jane?
I said it at a previous opportunity. It'd be great if we could get some revenue to hire local people, from the city to hire local people to help with that cleanup. That would be great if we could do that. I just don't know how the ANC could help to do that, to bring revenue here for that.
So please see Commissioner Edwards so he can present it so it can be placed on the agenda.
Okay.
I thought you conceded your 5 minutes to the other gentleman.
He used only two.
Actually, he used 3 minutes and 1 second.
Okay, I'll take two. All right. My name is Roland Roebuck. I'm the vice president of Fiesta DC, and I want to thank this ANC for the great cooperation that we enjoyed last year. And we will be compliant with your administrative process so it could be orderly. And we also are very eager for the folk out there that may have some degree of reservation with respect to Fiesta DC, that they should channel those through the ANC so we could have a very effective process for addressing those concerns. Lastly, we just came back from Honduras. We were attending a festival over there with the Garifuna community, and we were looking at their traditions, etc., and there is a strong possibility we'll be bringing a group from Honduras to participate in our festival. So once again, I want to thank you for the cooperation, and I'm not here to attack tonight. I'm in a very good mood. I just got back from Honduras. I can introduce him if you want.
I'm just coming.
Okay, he's just coming.
I'm really waiting for me about it.
Okay.
All right.
Excuse, sir.
No, I didn't.
Okay, two individuals don't want to be introduced.
If it's nobody else, then Barbara, Dave. Oh, okay. Is it someone else that?
Barbara deferred.
Are you ready? Yeah, I'm ready. Alberto, you want to say something?
He's saying
it.
All
right. Is this on? It's not very loud.
That's intentional.
Okay. All right. Ready? Stormy? Got me? Go.
Yes.
I'm Barbara Hayden. I'm the secretary of Always Mount Pleasant. Always Mount Pleasant has had quite a few concerns, and we like to bring them to the ANC and to our neighbors at this forum. It's the only Democratic forum in the neighborhood, so we don't want to be secret. We want to be transparent. From our April meeting, there were three resolutions that bubbled up. They're pretty short. One, about the street banners that are under consideration by the Business Association of Mount Pleasant. AMP asked that DDOT hold off on approving the application for banners and other street dressing on Mount Pleasant Street until broader community consultation can be sought. The Mount Pleasant Business Association did not consult its ethnic-owned business members, nor has it sought any ideas from the broader neighborhood. Instead, important decisions on how Mount Pleasant will be represented visually and marketed in a time of business flight from the street are being left to a small number of decision makers in the current Mount Pleasant Business Association. That's one. Two, street and sidewalk hazards. AMP requests that all installations that are hazardous be removed from our neighborhood sidewalks, such as tree boxes with wrought iron railings and curbs without curb cuts. To protect the growth of trees, AMP suggests that alternatives like permeable pavers be considered or other temporary measures like those already explored several years ago by the Office of Planning Representative Karina Ricks. AMP considers this an urgent health and safety risk which cannot wait for the day when comprehensive streetscape improvements occur. Three, public restrooms. We're wild about this. The Board of Always Mount Pleasant asked the city to install two public restrooms in our neighborhood, one on Lamont Park and one on Ribot Park. The problem with public urination will not go away until we compassionately provide a public restroom, ideally at each end of the neighborhood. Then in May, parking enforcement. AMP would like to alert ANC 1D and the city that the parking shortages on the apartment side of Mount Pleasant are being worsened by inadequate parking enforcement. In particular, we call for better enforcement against the large number of cars with Maryland and Virginia tags and cars that stay in the same spot on the street for weeks at a time. The city is losing revenues by failing to enforce the relevant regulations. Next, you all probably have seen some of this going on. Unwarranted evictions. AMP alerts the ANC1D and the city that unwarranted evictions are increasing in Mount Pleasant apartment buildings. We suggest that when a landlord is planning an eviction, they must notify the Ward 1 council member and the ANC. In addition, we suggest that any landlord who wrongly evicts a tenant suffer the following penalties. Provide the tenant a year of free rent. Pay the tenant triple the value of any property that was lost because of the eviction. Compensate the tenant for legal fees, loss of wages, loss of employment, and any other losses resulting from the wrongful eviction. And we also want them to be fined the first time and every time they do this. I'm moving fast because the most important one is last. About the transportation study and the process that's going on about that. AMP is very concerned about plans underway at DDOT for transportation changes that will affect Mount Pleasant Street and traffic patterns around the neighborhood. Because most of the residents of Eastern Mount Pleasant do not have cars, we depend upon the local shopping strip. Because we are so economically diverse, most of the people in Eastern Mount Pleasant look for specialty shops that are adjusted to their price and to specialized products to fit their ethnic preferences. These needs are not now being met by the new shopping center on 14th Street. Mount Pleasant Street serves many more local people and is much more convenient. Our greatest needs are for more public space. Most of our residents, almost 80%, live in apartment buildings that are cramped without public green space. The public policy since the Tenement Act of 1901 in New York City has been to provide ample public space, parks and recreation, and streetscape for apartment dwellers. We need more? Yeah. How much time do I have?
3 or 4 minutes.
Okay. Two, we need a pleasant shopping experience. The current conditions on Mount Pleasant Street, where it functions as a crosstown arterial, are hazardous. It's noisy, it's polluted, it's unpleasant. We're looking for a pedestrian-oriented paseo in the 3100 block of Mount Pleasant Street and a plaza to be expanded to double or triple the size of Lamont Park. Let's go big here, people. We want crosstown arterial traffic to be transferred over to a one-lane Park Road and a Harvard Street and Irving Street from Irving and Mount Pleasant. That's a synopsis. We want a lively, multi-ethnic environment. We ask for diversity to be reflected instead of a single upscale design on Mount Pleasant Street that reflects designer taste. And I'll finish up with the last thing that we want. We want a voice in the changes. We regret that AMP seems to have been systematically excluded from the design in the earlier stages, and we are alarmed that the initial reports coming out on the design for Mount Pleasant Street ignores our request for a pedestrian-oriented paseo and our request for diversity instead of something upscale and neo-Victorian. Did I make it? Thank you for your patience, everybody. That's what AMP is up to.
Well, I commend AMP on all of that good work that you're doing. Could I personally get a copy of that? Thank you. Is there any further public discussion?
I'm Timothy Gellner. The previous speaker mentioned transparency, and I think one of those, in the spirit of transparency, we need to update and maintain the ANC's website, to include minutes as well as what's discussed and just all those topics. So, thank you.
Thank you. Trust me, we know that. I do believe we're in the process of getting that done. Excuse me, Commissioner Edwards.
But you might not see him back.
I can see him. God gave me 2 eyes, and man gave me 2 more. I got it. Further discussion from the gentleman in the rear.
My name is Mark Jacobs, and I was here last time. Along with what Tim was saying, I also agree with the need to create an online environment where we can actually make the ongoings of the ANC as well as the neighborhood transparent, and including the minutes, but also the resolutions, the status of them, and potentially even many of the other things that are going on within the agencies in the city, such as applications for permits and applications for various licenses to do things in our neighborhood that currently are very difficult to discover in and of themselves, and even more so for the people of our community who don't actually have the wherewithal, knowledge, and access to that information. So.
Commissioner Edwards?
Mark, would you describe some of your qualifications to work on this project?
Okay, well, I didn't mention that I was volunteering to work on this project. That's true.
I think I heard that.
I've been, and I've discussed this with Tim as well, I've been within the IT industry for about 15 years now, doing web development for at least 11 years, probably closer to 15 years back when the web was in its infancy back in 93. And through that time, I've been a web developer, a programmer, and consistently worked in software development, web application development, and currently am a director at a company called Blackboard that develops online education software, which is made available to people around the world. So those are my qualifications.
Well, are you volunteering to work on that?
I think I am, yes.
Oh, okay. I just wanted some clarity.
And some concessionary rates, $30 an hour.
Yes. Willing to work at a deep discount from, typically I bill out at $280 an hour for my company, which is a lot of money. So I'm willing to work at much more reasonable rates, in addition to, beyond whatever budget is available, the additional effort, just because I've lived in Mount Pleasant now for 5 years now. And in D.C. for 7 years, and been in cities most of my adult life. So I'm very interested. I like this community. I like the diversity that we have here and the degree to which, more than any other community I've seen in the city, everyone is very involved and wants to be involved in maintaining the type of environment and atmosphere we have here. So I'm very committed to actually making this a successful project.
Thank you so much for your commitment. With people like you, we can assuredly make this a better community than we have at this point.
Can I ask permission of the commission for him to pass out his resume since he's an applicant?
Let me find out. There's always a set agenda before we even get here. Okay. Could you just, in terms of passing, excuse me? In terms of passing it out, can you just place it on the table and we can just maneuver them around so we can move right along with the night's business? I believe we should be getting the secretary.
Bernie, I have a comment.
Oh, Dave, I'm so sorry. Yes, I did need to come back to you. Please excuse me.
I'm going to put on my other hat of Casey Trees. You've all seen trees that both the city and Casey have planted around your neighborhood. I have maps of where all those trees are. I have assumed responsibility for Casey in trying to get people with hoses long enough to reach those trees to help water the trees through this summer. And I have ooze tubes that I can put around the trees to help the watering. But I do need people to help me. I would love if some of the commissioners would help. But I also ask other people in their neighborhoods to help get their neighbors to water these trees. And if you want to, talk to me after the meeting.
Bravo. Wonderful. I love trees. Okay. We're moving right along, and I do believe we're now at the secretary's report.
Yes, I sent out the minutes of the April 2nd meeting on April 13th. Are there any corrections to be offered to those minutes? No corrections. Then can we consider those minutes accepted by the commission?
I believe we can. We have all nods.
Thank you.
Okay, moving on to the treasurer's report.
Jack did all the work again for the quarterly report. Q2, there wasn't a whole lot of activity. We basically, I guess I could, for the quarter two, of fiscal year 08, we got allotments of $5,441.82 and dispersals of $540.40. Our balance at the end of the quarter was $55,612.55.
Is that what we're looking at here, James?
Yeah. Actually, I'm going to ask for approval of this budget so that we can submit it when it's due, which is, I guess, by the 15th of this month. Anyway, these are the numbers that I read to you. The $8 bank charge was not deducted from the total, so there's a correction of that. Instead of where it says 612, 55, 55, 612, it'll be 55, 12 minus 8. 604.55. So I would like to ask for approval of this quarterly report.
Before we go to approval, tell me where we are. Are we not supposed to be doing a whole backup thing with this as well, or what do you call it? The
we have the receipts scanned. We have the invoices scanned. Jack did it. We have an itemization of the expenses that were paid and when the expenditures were okayed by the commission, what meeting dates allowed for those costs. So all of that, and we have the bank statement scanned, and all of it jives.
Okay. So we do have that. That was what you had up there a minute ago, Jack? Do we need to view all of that at one time to okay it, or just do we just need to okay on this sheet?
Let me try to deal with another level of difficulty here. This spreadsheet from Jane just appeared late this afternoon.
Based on the figures that you put out a few days ago.
And my problem is it doesn't balance.
That for this one, I have to correct the 612 to 604 because the $8 allotment for the bank fee matches up with the figure that you put out that we have itemization for. I don't understand the problem.
I'm confused by that nominal difference of $4,900. And I just don't understand what has gone on here, and obviously at this point I don't have time to track through and find out what is different, what changed between the spreadsheet which I sent you some time ago and this spreadsheet which you're looking at now. Where did this $4,900 come from?
I don't know where that came from.
Where's the original spreadsheet? Do we have that?
Spreadsheet that I have doesn't have that on that, the hard copy that I have. I don't know why that red is there. This matches with yours, which is right here, which has been itemized.
This is what you sent out.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why the program kicked that in. Anyway, here is the hard copy, so I'll pass it around.
You sent out two.
Right, one without the allotment that had the same. The deductions are the same, which are $540.40. The starting balance was the same as what you sent out. We had an allotment of $544,182 that I then added in there. So nothing is different from what you provided, and that which was sent out to the ANC.
Let's find what I sent out because I'm not interested in paper, Jane. I've got it up here. But the commissioners have to be able to see what's on these papers. And this is that same page. And as you can see, my spreadsheet balanced. I don't understand why the revised spreadsheet does not.
If there's a difference of $8, it's right here. It's here in black and white. What you see in the red is a marked-up version. I used the quarter one, FY08, and deleted the figure. So it might have put in a calculation from what was above FY08 of the quarter, of the first quarter.
So that's an artifact from the machine.
Okay. Well, this is probably why I never liked to be the treasurer.
My ending balance is $55,604. Your ending balance is $50,170, and I don't understand why there is that very large difference.
Okay, well.
Jack, you had some other, you said there were some other issues that you wanted to mention as well. I'd like to know what they are, because unfortunately I was tied up and couldn't.
Well, I'm dismayed at having to try to resolve a discrepancy here, whether it is between a written spreadsheet and the spreadsheet that I just, what I...
Jack, I think you're making a mountain out of a molehill. The numbers were identical to the ones that you put on for the deductions and the allotments. They match up. There's an $8 discrepancy. And there's a marked up version because I used the spreadsheet from the Q1. I had to do it at work. I don't have Excel at home. I had to minimize the amount of time that I did this. I had to drive to Indiana, pick my kid up. I have a full-time job. I put this together. I used a marked up version of the Q1. It's really not incomprehensible. I mean, if you think we have to have another meeting to okay this, then fine. If that's what you're getting at. I don't understand why it can't be resolved.
What I'm getting at is that these materials should be presented to us in enough time that we can go through them before the meeting and resolve any discrepancies. Now, what I want to point out also, this is the description of what the credit report must include. The copies of canceled checks, the bank statements, the grant request letter, well, we don't do grants, invoices and receipts, and the minutes of all meetings indicating commission's approval of disbursements. Do you have all of those?
Yes, I do.
Where?
I have the bank statements here. You have the scanned-in versions of the invoices that you put in our file system. We have, the canceled checks I think you scanned in. I mean, you said you scanned in and put everything on our file, right? And you suggested we put this on a floppy to submit it rather than sending a file. I think it could be sent as a file.
But do you have all these materials tonight so that we can see them and okay them?
If you want to see all the canceled checks, we could bring them up on the computer because they're on the file and they've been there all along.
Okay. The bottom line that I see right now is we're going to have another meeting to address these financial issues.
What's our...
We've never done this before.
What's our timing for this, Jack?
It's due 15 days after this meeting. We are required to review it at this meeting.
The last meeting we reviewed the spreadsheet, period. I don't understand why everyone's being so officious at this meeting.
Well, it's not everyone. I don't think anyone has opened their mouth but me, Jane. But my problem is that the two spreadsheets aren't the same. There's a discrepancy, and I don't fully understand. I don't know why this difference of $4,901.42 is popped up on the other one. I just need clarity, and I may be the only one that requires it. But as I sit here as chair, I want clarity before I approve something. That's why I'm asking.
That's fine.
I would propose that we submit the materials which I collected and the spreadsheet which I prepared for this, which includes this list of documents. These are the documents which I could find. And this is the spreadsheet, which, as you can see, does in fact balance. If there's a problem, it's a little late to discover it. I would propose that the commission proceed to agree to send in this spreadsheet and the set of files, which I have listed here, the minutes, the bank statements, the invoices, the copies of the checks.
Is that a motion, Jack?
I second the motion.
Yeah.
So we could sign this tonight?
Second the motion that we submit Jack's records and spreadsheet as our quarterly report.
I suggest that we sign this tonight, and I would also like to resign as treasurer tonight, because I think that, as evidenced by my failure to timely present this, that I think I'm sort of overextending myself, and I think we can get through this quarter and then elect a new treasurer, which would be great. And if it complicates it to resign now, I could wait till after the quarterly report. And Greg, I think maybe you should try being treasurer. It's a great job to keep track of the finances.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to submit the articles that Jack has put together. Do I hear any discussion on it? Ready to vote? And a roll call vote, Secretary, please.
Greg?
Yes.
Stormy?
Yes.
Dave?
Yes.
Jane?
Yes.
And Jack votes yes. So we have agreed to send in these materials as our quarterly report. Thank you.
Well, Jack's.
We have to. Yes.
Since, Madam Chair, may I?
Yes.
Since there are some requirements that the treasurer sign this, and there is it is possible and done in some smaller commissions for the secretary and treasurer to be combined in the same person, I would like to nominate Jack McKay to be the treasurer to fill the vacancies, so we could be expeditious. If he finds it too burdensome, well, then we can be on a search for someone else and discuss it later.
I nominate Greg. I think it would be great for us to distribute the labor, you know.
I have enough labor as it is.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
So I've made a motion.
We have a motion. Can I get a second?
I second.
Do you have any discussion?
What is the motion at this time?
I nominate that we appoint Jack to be the treasurer.
I would say that would actually work out quite well, because I have the time for it, since I don't have anything else to do, sit around and do ANZ stuff. And
okay.
I'm quite the nitpicker when it comes to spreadsheets and financial matters. Perhaps that's a residue of my having been in the private sector for many years, and I know how critical it is to do things.
You haven't looked yet, Jack, but there are 3 or 4 trees in everybody else's section, but there's 22 in yours.
I have hidden influence, Dave.
Okay, so do we have a we're at the voting on this issue now. Is everybody in agreement with Jack being secretary and treasurer? No one's opposed, Jack, so you have both of those positions now. Bless your heart. Okay, so we're moving right along. We're going to use the sheet for the topics that we have, if no one has an objection, as always. And just in my opinion, if we can look over, get anything that we think would be consent, I believe 5 and 7 can be consent.
Madam Chair, may I suggest we just read through them ad seriatim and see which ones we have consent on.
Yes, Commissioner Edwards, we are going to read through them just as we've done in the other meetings. I was just pointing that out prior to the beginning. It's okay.
Didn't mean to edit you.
It's okay.
Well, let's be sure we're consistent on the numbering, because Greg has different numbering.
Yeah, I used the page. Greg? He gave me one that has 1 through 20. Everybody have that page?
Well,
instead of
I've
one
got
through
1 through 20, but a different order.
They're in different
Greg specializes in increasing the entropy of the system.
Always at the last minute, man. Why this?
I beg your pardon. I was clustering them to decrease entropy. Yeah. So by the person that is submitting them, with the exception of the older business.
Okay. Well, number one, this is the list. This is the list that's on the screen that we're using. Is that correct?
I would.
First one, education budget transparency to allow for meaningful public participation.
So that's the unfinished business.
Okay.
I'm sure that will be not consent.
May I suggest that it would be, I think it would be advantageous to use one that where I passed out a hard copy so people can mark it up and keep track of it.
Okay, who is that?
That way we, you know, because we don't have two projectors yet.
Okay.
We can keep track of context.
Okay, so that's Jane.
I see three resolutions on budget transparency. Could they be put together somehow?
Jack, is number three number two without the whereases? Is that what that is?
No, I took a somewhat different approach to it.
May I suggest we get on the same page? Use one where we have the that's been printed out and.
Okay, let's not be repetitive. We're trying to use one page. We got that much clear. Next time, I don't think we should accept things at the last minute to confuse us all.
Here is Greg's list.
Which is the one that people have in front of them.
Greg's list. Isn't that some kind of a internet system?
No, that's Craig's list.
He's worth millions of dollars, and I'm not.
I know that's not nobody's cell phone, is it?
Oh,
very good. I was getting ready to get my dance on. Okay. So.
Yes, one, two, and three sure look like the same thing to me.
Jack is saying he has a different approach, but at any rate, can we move on with it?
So it looks like the one, two, and three requires a little discussion, so we should defer that to new business. And I agree with you. I think they could be easily combined.
Number four might be a simple one.
Is that?
Well, I think number four was a consent one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Do we all agree on that? Jane?
Well, are we going to select them all, or are we going to go ahead and treat it and look at it now?
Well, you guys said we're leaving one to three because it's extensive we're going to come back, so we were on four.
And I'm just asking, can we read this quickly and agree to it?
Okay.
This is the Park Road striping. Advising DDOT to provide clear pavement markings at the intersection of Park Road 17th and Mount Pleasant Street, in particular showing explicitly the automobile lanes for straight through and turning vehicles for westbound Park Road traffic. There is continuous confusion at that particular intersection as people go straight from the right lane and straight from the middle lane and meet in the middle. So it's simply, my constituents have also asked me the same thing. Can we have this sorted out?
Consent. It's
any consent. Objection?
It's consent.
Thank you.
So when we're doing consent, we can just quickly show hands and vote it and move on, right?
Yep. All those in favor of this resolution, sign by raising your hand. Unanimous.
6-0.
What'd you say?
6-0.
It's 5-0. Okay, number five.
Next one is the handicap spot, and that should also be.
I think that's consent too.
Consent. That's simply to eliminate the handicap parking spot, which is out in front here. And the community of crisis already requested that the handicap be taken down. That was in January. Nothing has happened, so let's try to move along. Consent.
Consent.
Good. Thank you.
Jane didn't vote yet.
Jane, well, yes, because the organization that was here that treated handicapped people moved away, so there's no longer a need for it, and that means that space becomes pretty much unused during the entire day, and I'm looking at a $250 ticket for having used it.
Oh, wow.
So I have a personal interest.
Greg?
Consent.
Consent.
Yes. Just show their hands. I've been approached. It's in my district. And I've been approached by people asking that they get it back.
Well, I'm just wondering.
Okay, but the point was that the organization needed a handicapped space because they were providing services for the handicapped. But now the space is not being used. There's no people who require it specifically, and it's keeping other constituents from using the space.
Yeah, I in fact arranged for that handicapped parking spot back in 2003.
May I answer? Jane, if I may, quickly. I had the same question, and because I think your idea is right to make sure there's one per block, and I was told there's another one on this block.
Then I propose we take this as a motion right now and take a vote on it.
Yes.
Not
that's
as
what
consent,
we're doing.
But simply as a vote, because we've had our discussion. Is that correct?
Well, I was just wondering how the public felt about having handicaps on. You know, I mean, it's an issue that we should think about. We're voting on behalf of our constituents.
I call for a vote.
All those in favor of having the handicap spot removed? Okay, we got four. Those opposed?
I abstain without the necessary information.
So we have four votes in favor and Jane abstaining. Thank you.
Okay, so we're at now six.
This is Klingle Valley, which is a very controversial topic. So
maybe not for
it
us.
It is,
we've
so
all
we have to
about
come
it.
Back.
So, I'm just
can you just show it? Maybe we've all thought about it
maybe,
for years.
Yeah, maybe we've already.
Let's not make it more complicated, something that need not be for us.
This is approving Mary J's provision in the committee report to spend $2 million in federal funds for environmental remediation of Klingle Valley and construction of a recreation trail. Which would, of course, foreclose the road, which is why this is somewhat controversial.
May I make one? I called the council about this and talked to the staffer that is following it, and he said, told me that I should look at the report. The thing is decaying rapidly, and they need immediate remediation, or else the bill will be much, much larger for anything that's going to be done. And this is a simple, straightforward way, and with something that could be used as a very narrow access road. It's not foreordaining the future of it. It's mostly just stabilizing what's there in the cheapest possible way.
Does anybody remember the cost to do the whole road?
At the moment, it's $11 million.
$11 million, and this is?
$2 million.
$2
million. But this is $2 million federal, on the assumption that the feds would be happy to support this. So it's nothing out of the district budget.
Okay, we've had discussion. Can we get a motion to vote? No, discussion's over, right? So yeah. Now we can take a vote. Okay, all those in favor, show of hands.
5-0.
5-0.
Very good, thank you. Karaoke at Don Juan's.
Do we need discussion on this?
Well, let me just give you a little bit of introduction to it. This came up in that hearing. The concern was raised that they might permit karaoke, but only within the hour specified by the live music agreement, which has already been defined, which would amount to a cutback in the time during which Alberto's Don Juan's could offer karaoke. And I pointed out, speaking for the ANC, that we distinguish between live music and live entertainment. That we were willing to go along with the time limitations on live music, but we did not support time limitations on live entertainment. With the argument that live music might bring large crowds to the street, we'll see, but karaoke is certainly not going to do anything of that sort. So there was no reason to limit the hours during which karaoke should be offered.
It's in my district. Jack had the courtesy to talk with me about it, and we discussed it. I fully support this.
Any further discussion? Ready to take a vote? All those in favor of this resolution?
5-0.
Thank you. Oh, wonderful.
Web services is the next one on the list.
Question about the order of things. It seems that things that were introduced later, and I really think we should discuss 15 before some of these topics that came up later. I think we should, because I'm that's a great concern to me.
Okay, so we're trying to get the easy ones out the way before we tackle some that
maybe. The question is whether the web services would be consent or not. I have no objection.
I have no objection either.
Nor do I.
Let me bring this up so that you can see what it's about. It's unfortunately not short, so I'm going to have to.
Jane, in this, I took your request that we advertise for all these positions, yet because just to get things going, I found some candidates that could do it immediately, but it requires that there be advertising and selection within 6 weeks.
And I think that's part of Jane's concern, G, that you're finding all these volunteers or whomever and not allowing the commission of a whole to find people.
You're welcome.
Although you do a diligent job, I'm just bringing that point up that that's one of her arguments.
Well,
that you don't give us, the rest of us, a time to search or find whatever.
Well, I'm trying to. I wanted to.
You wanted to make it move along expeditiously. I
that,
understand.
That also that I tried to listen to your concern and pull it into it.
That's very commendable. I'm glad to see that you did that, Jack.
Yeah, let me point out that we have wrestled with this web support problem for several years now. And it's been astonishingly difficult to find someone who could take it over and do what we wanted. So I don't think there's any point in going to advertising to find somebody who's cheaper or something like that. I think we've got some very competent programmers here who are willing to do the job at a extremely reasonable rate. I would say we should proceed with that immediately. Be happy for it.
But I'd be happy to strike the advertising element, but I actually think would like to. I thought about it and would like to recommend that if we're going to do this advertising, we should start with an example right away as a prototype. And if Neil is willing to turn the crank, then let's go ahead and try this. And I think we're not going to find anyone else because I've been searching for now going for over 4 years, and I've advertised committee meetings and so on to try to get people to show up to volunteer. And it's, as Jack says, it's
okay. Jane, you have some input here, I'm sure.
Have you advertised on listservs or in the paper or anything?
I mean, just
sort of an objective.
In the previous time, yes, I tried. I advertised that for everybody to show up to a web committee meeting, and we held them in a public place. They were announced 2 weeks in advance.
The job opening?
What?
The job opening?
Yes, said we were going to hire people, and nobody came.
Dave, did you have some input on it? Okay.
If not, then I say let's go with the people that have been showing up to our meetings ready to do it, and because I can't do it anymore.
Well, certainly this opens the door to a replacement should some magical programmer show up.
Yes.
So Jane's option is not foreclosed by this.
So. Yes.
Okay. No further discussion.
Can we take a vote on this one?
No, I'm just...
We're ready for the vote.
Yes.
All those in favor, show of hands. Okay, we have 5-0.
I cannot keep up at this pace.
Okay. Is everybody in agreement to jump down to 15?
I have no objection to that.
Okay.
If we could look at the resolution that was passed last time for Neil, I would like to amend that because it seems to me that there are a subset of commissioners that are going to have a lot more power. I think the power is imbalanced in this commission generally just because of the amount of labor that people put into it. Maybe that's a natural tendency. But I think for a position like executive director where the hours are limitless, there's no cap on them, and for someone in that position to just answer to a subset of the commissioners who decide, in the absence of all of the commissioners, what priorities need to be pursued and how much money is going to be spent on. I mean, we're going to be spending down all our money before we get any community grants in, before we do any more informational things, before we do anything for the community. And I fear that without the proper checks and balances, that there are going to be pet projects by dominant forces in our ANC, namely Greg and Jack, that are going to sort of push their agenda and how priorities are set and leave everyone else in the dark. I have no idea how these things were decided, these priorities were decided when Neil was employed, and I see that there are, you know, almost $2,000 spent, and I have no understanding as to who decides what Neil does and why, and what the relationship of the priorities that have been given to him and the community input. I'm really aghast at this.
Okay, I'm confused because I thought I was here, and I thought that this entire commission decides on what gets done, not just a couple of people. We all have input on what goes on. We had a listing, did we not, of priorities that we wanted him to get started on.
I never saw anything. I was never told of meetings. None of us were, and you know, it's $2,000 later.
None of us saw the priorities. Now that I think about it, I believe that did come out of another meeting. But okay, the entire commission needs to see things. It's not going to be just delegated by a few or whatever. It's not going to be a one sided. It's going to be a full commission decision. I am in total agreeance of that. Now, if you want some, Jack.
I wanted to point out, I think we were in agreement on this, really. The problem here is just we were kind of in a hurry to get started. But you'll note that this calls for supervision and collaboration by us, not direction. The rule here was that Neil would work only on resolutions that the commission as a whole had passed. Now, given the supervision and collaboration, I'm perfectly happy, I think, to have Neil come back every month and report to us.
No idea who that is. Can you turn it off?
Yeah, sorry. I get very few phone calls.
Well, Jack, ipso facto is not good enough.
Jane, I'm sorry. I was interrupted there. Yes, I'm happy to see the ANC put in more of a direction rule. I think we just got off to a rushed start. So Neil should report back every month, and every month also tell us what he's going to be doing the next month. And then the commission can decide if that's acceptable or not. The commission, not us. And we will collaborate and supervise, but direction should come from the commission. I think we all agree on that.
Okay, I think that'll be a good thing. Greg?
There is a cap on the spending. Just to clarify that.
Which is?
It's an average of 2 days a week. And
How much is that?
It's, it's 16 times 50. That's $800 a week.
I had a question. May
I finish what?
Well, I thought you were finished.
No, I wasn't. I unfortunately was dealing with her interjection. And she asked a question of what the kinds of.
Use my name, please, instead of the pronoun. I appreciate it. Thank you something about me this time. Well, anyway.
Madam Chair, may I ask that you ask the other commissioners not to ride over my discussion and not interrupt me, please. Commissioner Azara, or the way we do it is Jane, asked how did we come upon the issues. The issues are those that are critical right now because they're being decided in the current budget process. So we looked at those resolutions where if we don't do something right away, we will lose the opportunity for doing things for another year.
Could I ask if you would elaborate on what these projects were, the six projects? said there was a priority of six projects. Could you, you know, just name them, what they are?
May I ask, with the permission of the commission, I'm supposed to address it, not to you, rather than back and forth. May I ask that the commission to permit Neil to answer that question?
We'll ask the commission.
Does the commission agree to allow Neil Richardson to answer Jane's question?
Yeah, please.
Neil?
I sent around some never goes to microphone. I sent around some notes that detailed the meeting that we had at Jack's house that Greg and Jack attended. Chairman, you were able to attend that meeting. However, the first six projects that we have decided to work on is, number one, we are going to work on forming a relationship and engaging the Columbia Heights ANC on reprogramming the green space near the castle. We were using a survey that had been done by Greg and folks at HAMP, asking folks in Mount Pleasant and in Columbia Heights what their priorities were for the green space. And based on that, it was to go and meet the DPR and find out what the possibilities were. We were able to take the first step in that last move. We also wanted to take a look at, this is the second priority, we wanted to take a look at possibilities for the library. There's been a certain amount of money programmed to redo the Mount Pleasant Library. There was some concern at the meeting at Jack's house that perhaps there's not enough money to actually do a good job. And so we'd like to engage the DC library system and Jenny Cooper and find out if there's a way to ascertain how the money's going to be used, and also figure out, quite frankly, if there's good goals. Do we know exactly what we want the library to do, how it should serve the community, and not only Mount Pleasant, but probably Columbia Heights, if not Holbrook. The third thing was a real kind of simple one. It was to work with DDOT to find out if we could change the light crosswalk at 16th and Bergen Street. So that would be easier for folks to cross the street at that busy intersection. The fourth thing, we wanted to take a look at parking in the neighborhood. And it had a variety of pieces of this. It had an examination of RPP parking. It also had an examination of possibly employee parking for businesses on the Mount Pleasant Street, so that their own employees wouldn't be taking up the parking spaces and having to feed the meters frequently. And of course, the parking issue was complicated. There's a lot of different pieces. We could probably talk about that for about an hour, but there was a parking piece to that. The fifth thing was to talk about the 16th Street grade and making 16th Street more pedestrian-friendly. And there's already been some federal highway dollars that have been set aside for that several years ago based on a DDOT study. And so I'm going to work with Jim Graham's office and Department of Transportation and OP and, of course, the ANC to figure out how we might reimagine Mount Pleasant Street, where it connects into Columbia Road, 16th Street, and Adams Mill Road when it comes up over there. And the last thing was, and the sixth thing, was to take a look at the transportation plan that's been done with Columbia Heights and Mount Pleasant and the comprehensive plan. Both of them are documents that are written in pencil right now in large part, and we're able to adapt them. We have a small window in which we can do that. I was able to get commitments from both the DDOT director and the director of the Office of Planning to let us know what the possibilities are and how much adaptation they're actually willing to hear from us. But those were the first six priorities. We had agreed that we had agreed that we would have another small group. We would have another small group.
You stand over there away from the speaker and you will not get the feedback.
We had agreed that we would have at our next small group meeting, or however we decide to deal with this, that we were going to add on six more projects that would be priorities for the ANC. We spent about 2 hours at the first meeting, and we figured that we should take a break and then wait till we could get Stormy at the very least at the next meeting.
But you did pass, as I recall, you sent an email reporting that to all commissioners, so if they had any objections or questions and the like, they could put it in so we would get feedback, so there would be, in fact, democratic openness to the discussion.
I can't certainly recall seeing anything about these six issues.
The fact that it's been decided and then it's reported is the thing that I'm concerned about. It's not that there's a subset of people prioritizing things. And I have two questions about more details. One was about the library. Was that based on the resolution for the 8-story building behind it that you proposed?
It was based, actually, the resolution was much broader than that, and it's a critical issue because if those plans are being made right now. There was a library meeting that Jenny Cooper attended, and so I spoke with the Federation of and the Mount Pleasant Library Society, the meeting, and they urged that we look into it right away because the way it was going may be a very superficial job, well, and that's what the resolution had.
But
I want to correct the thing, and that is that it was not your characterization that it was decided and merely reported on is not the way that we intended to do it, but to we discussed at the meeting the need to maintain openness of this at every stage so that we would send out what we were thinking, and if the other commissioners had reactions, they would call or discuss it, and then we would include that and revise it as we went along.
But you're calling the shots, and we can only react to it. We weren't there from the ground up.
Okay.
You had
it may have not gone the correct way for everybody's liking, but we're in it now, and we're turning it around now. We're saying that everything's going to come to everybody. So let's not keep that foot back there in the mud, or we'll never move forward, okay? Let's go forward now.
Okay, so maybe we could amend this resolution. But then the second thing, the second question I have has to do with these surveys. Are they available? Is the data available? And why was Columbia Heights just brought in at this point if it was their SMD? I'm just talking about process right now, because that should have happened independent of a contractor.
They were brought in. There was a large meeting of about 60 people, including several commissioners from Columbia Heights. Dave Bosserman attended that meeting, and there was, I spent expensive time trying to bring commissioners to that meeting and talk to quite a few. I had long discussions with Commissioner, 1A Commissioner Ann Thiessen, who in whose district that lies. A great deal of effort was spent on that. And to come back, these are critical things, and every one of them is something in which the decision is being made right now. Every one of them is based upon an ANC resolution, so it's criticality. And every one of them, the intent was, which we could do a better job, is that you have a small group discussion, it's sent out, and before much time, I mean, the results are sent out immediately, so if there's many objections, then they could be cycled back. There's no intent to have a secret cabinet.
Okay, Greg, I guess my concerns are that what I see with these resolutions are they don't reflect any consensus in the community. I haven't seen the survey data. I don't know if it's publicly available. And the fact that, you know, you came up with an idea that said was not cooperative in the persons whose SMD it was really reflects, I think, a process that's problematic that is now has been deemed one of the top priorities for this ANC for us to spend our money on. That doesn't seem like good governance to me, and it's certainly not from the ground up. We're supposed to reflect the community's concerns, not our personal ideas.
There was a large meeting involving representatives from many of the schools, from many of the local civic associations, from commissioners from all over, people that used it, and so there was a ground up basis for the thing, and so I reject your characterization of what I did with the people involved as being directly contrary, I think, to what actually happened.
We got to stop the back and forth. Some things were in existence, Jane, before you came on board, because some of this stuff was in existence even before I came, and I remember them bringing some of these things up. And the reason, and that's one of the reasons probably why we didn't have the input on that. But as I stated, we're going to move forward. We now know that we want everything to be brought before the commission prior to any work being done on it and any monies being spent. However, we need to go on with where we are now on this, on the issue 15.
To amend this, to insert the language, to say that the whole commission has to approve the expenditures for the projects before it happens.
Okay, we've already had discussion about this. Are we ready to vote on doing the amendment?
We don't have any text of an amendment yet.
Nor a second.
What I show there is the cut-paste from your email.
Right, but where is the original resolution that gave ultimate authority to three? And we'll work with supervision and collaboration. I would really like to amend that, and we'll work with the ANC.
Okay, where the second paragraph?
Second paragraph, second line.
I'm still urging that we let the current process shake down with greater effort that we intended for sharing the process and having it interactive.
Right now, I'm asking for those. We need to get a second for where we are now for doing the amendment. I need to get a second on that first.
Well, we need the language first.
Strike out.
Well, I mean, this is a past resolution, so it's not subject to amendment. You have to write a new resolution. I would propose that we simply write down what we more or less agreed to do. I think there should be two points here. One is that any work that Neil does should be directly connected to bringing an ANC resolution to reality. That is the problem we've had, that too many resolutions do nothing. And secondly, that his activities each month be reviewed by the ANC prior to, at the start of that month, so that the ANC can have a say, do they approve or not approve what he proposes to do each month.
Okay, so we make those two points, so we don't need to write up another resolution for that.
I think we can all work within those policy statements.
Is it?
Okay, everybody in agreement with that?
Okay. Well, let me propose that for the next meeting I write a resolution to that effect. I'm in agreement with where, I think we're all in agreement with where we want to go. That is to say, the ANC will review Neil's proposed work at the start of each month.
Review for the future. His proposed work.
Okay. So in the spirit of moving on.
Each meeting, depending on how many meetings we have.
I would like to take this up at the next meeting rather than try to create resolution.
And then this
right
month
now,
will be you guys doing the same thing? Coming up with
No, right now we are in a position where Neil can tell us what he proposes to do next month, and you can say whether you approve or not. Yes. That's the plan, is that Neil will approve each month, and then you will have an opportunity to speak up.
Yes, okay. We move on.
I would like to move on to the next subject, and Jack, would you please have that in writing for us for the next meeting?
Aye.
I will agree to do that.
Okay, and I think Neil is going to be working on what's existing now, so before he takes on anything else, he will come to the commission, okay? Okay, so we're moving on now. Oh, we're going backwards, so I'm sorry. I guess to 9 now. Is that where we are?
Yes.
Okay. This is you, Greg?
Yes. It's in writing on the sheet that you have in front of you, too. It's the first one.
I do have it displayed here.
You can ask for another displacement. You got it the last time.
Well, how did it not get in? It was just introduced right before the meeting. How did it get to 9? How did we get to 9? No, how did that?
Proposal was just submitted right before the meeting. It was the last one submitted, so I don't understand how it got to be number 9.
Just clustered them together, the various. There were a lot of yours that came first, Jane.
Well, are we discussing 9 now?
I suggest we do so, because it's something that is very topical in terms of the council budget.
Well, I recall seeing that Graham is going to give $100,000 to Main Street to do responsible hospitality work. How does this relate to that?
It suggests that the money be given to RAM.
You suggest the money be given to Main Street be given to you?
Not to me.
Well, who is RAM?
RAM is an incorporated body. The articles and bylaws have been distributed. There are several members of the board. And
is there a head?
No, there is not yet a chair elected.
Are you on the board?
No, I am not.
So you resigned from the board?
Yes, I did.
I see.
Are there any members affiliated or anything to RAMP
yes.
in the audience? Okay.
Is there no one from Main Street here, right?
Also, Heidi is, and Heidi Benegas and Neftali. So, and one of the first tasks is to arrange for a much larger board according to a formula where 60% of the votes go to residents, 40% to merchants.
Well, I see the city giving a lot of money to Main Street for the same identical purpose, so I think that Main Street and RAMP have to resolve this before anyone can do anything with either of them.
There was a meeting of RAMP that I attended the other night that in which the plan was to reach out to Main Street, not just Main Street, but also to MPNA and all the other groups to put together a broader board. And so that because the observation was that that it would be better to have a broad board that and one of an organization that is focused upon this one topic.
Well, that all may be true, but what is this going on here? Is it Graham that says he's going to give $100 million to Main Street?
Not $100
million. $100,000.
Million here, million there.
Is this Graham that's doing this, or is this the council? Who's doing this?
Jack.
It's Graham, yes.
So Graham wants Main Street to do it. I think we ought to talk to Graham before we start.
I have talked with his staff the staff person who was handling it, Steve Hernandez, and he said that apparently there was a request of a group of people that showed up in Graham's office asking, and many of whom did not know that their presence was going to be interpreted as supporting a grant to Main Street. Jack was one of them, Heidi was one of them, and they said that they did not know that their appearance of looking like a very broad section of Mount Pleasant was going to be viewed and presented to him as being a recommendation for Main Street. Hernandez said that that since that meeting he has gotten a large number of calls saying that that's something that would perhaps it would be a mistake to do it, and that we need something that has a broader community input.
Well, I got this question. Why, once Ramp found out the situation, why did they not go to Graham?
Well, apparently they're calling. And because Graham is tied up in budget meetings and so on, they have talked to his community clerk, which is Steve Hernandez.
Okay, so that answers my question. You're saying that they did go back to?
To the committee and to Graham's person that is handling the thing.
Jane? I have two questions. I remember from the Articles of Incorporation that your residence is the business address. Is that true, or have you changed the Articles of Incorporation since then?
No, I'm still a registered agent, but that's a service that gives me absolutely no control. There is absolutely no conflict of interest involved.
But your address is still the place of business that's listed. Mm-hmm. My second question is, you said that it was
I'm
established.
I'm the registered agent.
Your address is the place, the address for the corporation. It's in the Articles of Incorporation.
I'm going to play lawyer. That question has been asked and answered.
The second thing I want to say is that the ABRA, when they came up with their voluntary agreement decision, specifically what I think addressed this resolution that I think this ANC regrettably passed, which had a mandatory requirement that this group Ramp, the businesses, in order to have that voluntary agreement, would have to belong to it. And they addressed it in their decision, saying no VA would have that requirement. And that, to me, is what's problematic about this group, that now you go back to something that you explicitly cite it, and it's something that ABRA had a problem with.
Jane, once again, you're misinformed. The resolution that we passed did not have it as the final resolutions that we submitted did not have any mandatory. So your statement is not correct.
Okay.
Please do
we have any further discussion on this?
Well, I suggest that Ramp and Main Street get together and go to Graham and just resolve this.
As I said, the intent of the Ramp board was to reach out to all the other groups and to include them in a broader process. But it's
then do it.
Well, this may I? I think we've had discussion. We have plenty of other things. Can I call for a vote? Maybe Jack has something.
I think we're ready to take a vote on this. I think our minds are made up. Am I correct?
Okay. All those in favor? We did get a second on this, right? Yeah, because we had discussion. Okay. All those in favor of this resolution? Show of hands. Voting yes is Commissioner McKay, Edwards, and Scott. Those opposed? Barsman and Zara.
Okay.
Okay, so we're now. Okay, is there any other one of these issues that we want to take out of order? If not, we're going to 10.
How about the grants, reinstating the grants so that Neil can have the authority of the commission to start looking for a grants officer?
Okay, what number is that?
17.
Thank you. Okay.
Have you broken your new toy already?
Yeah.
Gee.
Oh. I fixed it. I want to push the
You want to push the little black button?
Yeah.
But it is an odd little gadget.
Oh, the little battery's not working.
We have a replacement.
Okay, this is to...
Is there a second?
I have to get the second first.
Did we read it?
We need a second.
We need a second.
How can we have
this,
a second
all,
before
this is all
we
there
read
is.
It?
This is all there is.
Well, I can't see that. I need it read.
That we employ Neil to start immediately a search for a grants manager, to hire one in the next month so that the community grant... program can become reinstated.
I second.
Discussion?
Would you like to revise what's written there?
Discussion? Jack?
Yeah, I think it's premature to think about grants when we don't have a budget yet. We're required to put together a budget. We've been working on our 2006 budget for several years. But we've made some major changes here, bringing on staff in a number of positions. I think we had better review our total budget situation before we go even talking about committing grants.
Should I address that, each concern, or no?
You can respond.
Well, Jack, it seemed that the large expenditures that have happened after the resolution that we had for the grant. It seems that your concerns about big budgetary changes involving people that you found to employ and that we spent a lot of money on, like a couple $1,000 in the last, is not a problem to you. I don't see why community grants is that much bigger an issue right now and hiring a grants manager. I don't understand why that would be deleterious compared to the people that you and Greg have brought forward to employ.
What I'm saying is that we had better get control of our total budget before we go spending more money. Now, we have noticed in the past that hiring people really eats up your budget very quickly. Even when we just had a couple of people working for us in previous years, it was remarkable how quickly the budget was spent. And I really think that we've got to take an assessment of our web support people, of Neil, of Tony, of Albert here, and take an overall view of our budget situation before committing to yet another expense.
I thought that when we passed the resolution that we committed to that expense.
It was not a resolution. It was a bylaw change that authorized to implement that, then we have to pass resolutions.
So the money that's being spent on the priorities that you guys just said, okay, which you didn't have a problem with without all of the commission there, you now have a problem with the possibility of hiring a grants manager because it might eat away at our budget, and that's your objective opinion, or is it because you oppose community grants?
Okay, we have any further discussion on this issue, on this resolution? No further discussion? Are you ready for a vote?
I'm just trying to phrase what you said, Jane.
Is there, Jane, I'd like to, if I may, Madam Chair, do you have any suggestions for the amount they should be paid or how much?
Right, good question. Actually, I would like to work
a cap
with Neil
on the budget,
on that.
The kinds of questions you were asking earlier.
Right. I will, I would like to do that in an informed manner, and I would like to be able to work with Neil on that. I think that he'd be a good person to rely on, to work with on that. Doesn't seem like an unreasonable thing.
Then I'd like to suggest that we that, like you have asked me to articulate all these things before we approve them, that you do that. You articulate it, and then once we see what the amounts are and the budgets and so on, then we can approve them. It's similar to any other expenditure.
Okay. Now, you know, both points are out there because money was spent and we didn't look at a budget. Now we want to look at a budget. Okay, so both of those issues are out there. So I think that I suggest that we get together that be the first order of business for the next sitting, that we do the budget so the grants manager or person can be found.
Okay. Are we voting now?
Yes.
May I suggest that we take the chair's suggestion and turn it into a motion that we ask Neil to help us formulate a budget?
That's good, but that's a separate motion. Okay. We can do that after this one. Thank you.
Okay.
Can we vote now?
Okay. All those in favor of the motion to have Neil undertake a search for grants manager. Let me ask this question. What is it called if I want to add something to that?
Friendly amendment.
Okay. I'd like to make a friendly amendment for it to say motion to have Neil undertake a search for a grants manager immediately following the budget meeting. Can that be added? Otherwise, we're going to be going.
It's up to Jane whether to accept that or not.
I do not accept that.
Okay.
Or, wait a minute. Okay, so the budget meeting is going to be at the next meeting, which is going to be, it's going to put us in June. Is that right? The first week of June?
Not if we feel we want to call a second meeting for that issue.
Okay. And then, okay, so at that point, we'll have the details about a reasonable salary and a cap on that by that time in terms of the budget. Okay, then could we put another amendment on your amendment saying at which time we will have the details of a cap and a salary for that?
May I suggest we table this for the next meeting?
I'll second the motion to table.
All those in favor to table? Those who don't want to table? I don't want to table it either.
Okay. For the record, Greg and Jack voting yes to table. Dave, Stormy, and Jane voting no to table.
Okay. Okay, is that it now? Are we happy with that wording? Okay. All those in favor for the motion to have Neil Richardson undertake a search for grants manager immediately after budget is approved for FYI, show of hands. We have Jane, Dave, and Stormy voting yes. Those opposed? Jack and Greg.
Motion carries.
Okay. Jane?
I was just wondering why the budget doesn't need to be approved for the expenditures that we're making for Neil and for the website first, as opposed to the grants manager.
I guess Jack or Greg can answer that, but I want to know if the commission would like to meet in 2 weeks to handle that budget situation, or do you want to wait till the next meeting next month?
I think that would be a good idea, Stormy.
You're voting to meet in 2 weeks, Dave?
voting? I didn't think we were voting.
No.
No, I just asked a question. Jack?
I just brought up our instructions. I mean, the question was asked about how we do our budgets and agree on expenditures. There's nothing that says that we have to have a budget before we do expenditures. But there is a law that says that we have to have a spending plan budget for the fiscal year within 60 days of notification of the Mounted Commission's annual allotment. And my question is, when are we going to know what that annual allotment is? ordinarily, we would know by now, and we would be formulating budget by now. But I think because the district council is tangled up in budget, we're not going to know what our budget is until they're finished.
So therefore, we'll never have to get a grants manager?
No.
And we'll never have to get community grants? Your dream will come true?
I'm all in favor of doing a budget. I'm all in favor of doing a budget. We've sort of been putting this off, but I think it's time we got down and did it.
Okay, so can we do it in 2 weeks, or do we want to wait for next month?
I think 2 weeks is heroic.
Can I get a show of hands for everybody who's willing to do it in 2 weeks? Dave's hand. Oh, wow, we got Dave. Dave, Jane, and Stormy voting to do it in 2 weeks. Those who do not want to do it in 2 weeks, show of hands, is Jack and Greg. So
we have agreed to another meeting in the middle of the month. Is that correct, Dave?
For this crucial issue.
I'll take that as an affirmative.
Jack, are you doing the budget?
But I would just like to say this, that meeting is only to do the budget. I'm not for handling anything else but the budget. Okay? Am I on record with that?
And as treasurer, I will come up with a skeleton budget for people to start with.
Okay.
I'm not doing the budget. I'm just doing an outline so that we know what we're working with.
Okay.
So this is another, she has the power to call a meeting by herself, so she's going to have to do that.
The chair is just consulting with us, but she has the power to call a meeting, including for a special purpose.
Yes. I want a meeting so we can get the budget issue out the way. Okay. All right. And do we need, one of you guys looks into that to see if we're going to be able to be here, right? You're both looking at me oddly.
No, the question is whether La Casa is available.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You have to look and see if La Casa is available.
Can we move on to item 10?
10, 11, and 12 look like they could be consent items.
I hope 10 and 11 would be too.
Well, I thought 10 and 11 would. Do we have anybody who have any objections to 10 and 11 being consent?
Or 12.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just pulling up the calendar so I can see what. So we are going to be meeting on May 20th. Is that correct? Yes.
Let's come back to that once we have information.
Okay. So now let's look at 10, 11, and 12, see if we can make those consent.
Okay. Let's do enforcement of parking regulations.
So we've already heard several points from the audience on this.
Yeah, just giving them a chance to read them, see if they much have any concerns on it.
Yeah, this is Greg's resolution.
With help from Jack, who's our parking expert. I also discussed this with Jonathan Cass on Councilmember Graham's staff.
Are we agreed to consider this at this time? I think this will be reasonably brief. Okay, then.
I was trying to give him time to read 10, 11, and 12 to see if they can be consent. And by the way, May 20th is okay.
Yes. Okay, good. Now let's do it one at a time.
Okay, sorry.
This is increased enforcement of parking regulations.
Okay.
All in favor? May I call for a vote?
Let's have a little discussion.
Okay, discussion.
Does everybody understand what this is about?
Jack, this is consent. We read it.
Let's just go. Jack, don't block things.
Jack wants to talk.
I want to make sure that Jane understands what we're doing here.
So it's Jane's fault.
Well, I just...
Now, we're not picking on any commissioners here, are we?
Okay. But seriously, Jane, are you okay with it? Or you want to discuss it? Well, Jane's fine with it.
Let me point out that I changed this to have this increased enforcement only between 16th and 17th streets. Because I don't want to see increased parking enforcement on my side of the neighborhood where we've already got way too many parking tickets. We don't need any more.
And whereas they're essentially invisible on the eastern side.
Makes no sense, but okay. That's the reason for the phrasing of this.
Okay, well, okay. All those in favor of this resolution, show of hands. Okay, 5-0. We're on 11, clarifying the restricted parking zone in eastern Mount Pleasant. Chance to read it. We have any objections to this one?
Isn't this almost entirely in your SMD, Greg? Some of it is, or is some of it Jane's?
Some of it is Jane's, but there are very short segments of a couple of blocks. And everybody knows that those areas that don't have RPP then are just dumped on because everybody else, that's the only place where people can park in the whole neighborhood. And there are only a few places now left where it's not true.
Okay.
So may I move the vote?
All those in favor of this resolution? 5-0. Okay, we're on 12. District agency contractors and the ANC.
I talked with, on this one, I spoke with Gottlieb Simon, and he said that a resolution like this is completely in order. And it's a topic that has come up in other ANCs where the agencies escape oversight.
Question? Okay. I just have a question, which is the last line of the first paragraph. After great weight, that would apply to the actions of the agency itself. I don't understand that. So, okay. So the actions of the agency require great weight. The actions of the agency, when they do that, they have to give notice.
That's
what you're saying.
I call for a vote.
Any further?
I'm having difficulty finding this, and I want to be sure that everybody has a chance to see this. Here we go. This is it.
Okay.
It's in the handout.
Everybody that's in favor of this resolution, can I get a show of hands? Okay. Jack, are you in favor? You just both hands are busy.
Well, I certainly object to the word delegees.
Friendly amendment may be in order. Jack, let's just go with it and so we can get this meeting over.
Okay, I will vote no on this. So the vote is...
Okay, we have 4-1. Commissioner McKay voting no. Okay. It's 9 o'clock, so we need to move on. Can I go?
I think it's time to deal with the education budget issues.
Okay. Let me
say that I'm willing once again to skip over Creative Alliance. I'm certainly willing to work with build on Dave's work, and I've been talking to some people, including Wayne Kahn, who has a lot of experience in the neighborhood, about how we could put together such a thing.
Okay.
But those discussions, usually when I come in, I've already done a lot of due diligence, and I'm hoping that others will help me, like Dave and Wayne.
Okay, so we can move. Jack suggested that we go back to one. Everybody in agreement to go back to one?
Yeah.
Not number one, this is number two.
Yes.
To answer your question. One is a leftover from previous. Let's defer that.
To answer your question.
Number two and number three are the key ones.
I'm hoping we'll come back sometime to inclusionary zoning.
I don't know when. It's 2 minutes after nine.
And if not now, you would allow it to be included next time, because it's already been on our plate for several meetings. And it's something that where actually the council and the Office of Planning are involved in this right now. And it may be pretty important.
Okay, can I make a suggestion that we table it and make inclusionary zoning be the first thing that we deal with in the next month's business meeting?
I'm hoping in 2 weeks, so, because I want to get it into the current legislative calendar.
Chair is shaking her head.
I'm not in agreement on doing it in 2 weeks. I've already stated that meeting is going to be for that budget and that budget alone. Now, if you guys want to go ahead and do it,
it may be very short. We've read it the last time. I thought Dave said that he was willing to approve it last time. I thought Jane had no objection, so it may be something as a consent item that could be done very rapidly. Yeah.
Okay. Do you guys want to address it now? Do it. Get it out the way before y'all handle 1, 2, and 3?
Thank
whatever
you.
The commission wants to do.
We have about a dozen apartment buildings that are on the knife edge right now, and this would help lobby that we get some special attention to them.
Allowing time for the brief reading and then discussion, if there be any, Jack.
Yeah, I don't understand this second paragraph. I assume by the Historic Review Board, you mean Historic Preservation Review Board?
Would you please?
And I guess I just don't know what this refers to. When have they done anything of this sort?
Well, I got the citywide experience for this out of a TNAC meeting last month, that where attempts to do inclusionary zoning are very often blocked by the Historic Preservation Review Board. And of course, a lot of people say that attempts to do that here would be also difficult. I spoke with Steve Corcoran of the Office of Planning, and he said that because of these historic buildings, we are very unlikely to get much inclusionary zoning from the current Zoning Commission regulations. So, because of these two testimonies, I wanted this to be explicit in asking for an attention on it, because this is something very serious. We're about to lose 1,000 units or more of low-cost housing. And I would hate for it to go by without us at least paying attention to it.
I think everybody is in agreement that the affordable housing procedures are simply not working. I would agree wholeheartedly, for example, with your first paragraph. I'm just completely puzzled. I go to all Historic Preservation Review Board meetings, and I don't recall any place where there was anything about changing in the zoning envelope.
I'm doing this on the basis of reports that it doesn't even get to the commission because the developers and those interested in it are so discouraged by that process. I've talked to a couple of developers who say that they don't want to even invest in it because of the potential blockage.
Jane?
I have a proposed friendly amendment to just delete paragraph 2 and then 3, the housing production, and to delete, this is just a proposal, to delete limited in front of public money.
I accept that in order to get this through.
Okay. Tell me again, I mean, you want to delete the second paragraph, is that correct?
Because in this kind of thing, it helps to have a unanimous resolution.
I think that second paragraph is troublesome. I think that third paragraph is perfectly appropriate.
Then, in order to speed things up, let me just accept all these friendly amendments and so we can get it through.
What?
Where your insert bar is, Jack, is the...
Greg.
Oh, sorry.
We've got... No, I'm suggesting you take that marvelous little laser pointer and use it.
I'm not sure I can get to this new technology.
Are we talking about just eliminating...
Limited.
Why?
She wants...
Why put it in? They're going to limit it anyway.
Well,
please give us a penny.
I want to get through this so that I can start lobbying.
Well, he means that he's leveraging a small amount of public money.
That's right. So I think it adds to the meaning, if you don't mind. No, it says we already have limited, so it's a report on the current situation. But if you're willing to go with it, I would like to keep that having knocked off.
Yes or no?
Yes. I will. I want to keep it.
Shall we vote?
Are we ready to vote? All those in favor of this resolution, show of hands. 5-0 in favor. Bless the Lord.
But you know, I would suggest that the people that wrote these get together and do one.
I think Jack included all your ideas and would give us a stronger stance.
Well, I took a slightly different approach. Let's go back to the start here. Let's just take a quick look at both of them.
What say you, Jane?
Here is Jane's.
This was actually based on a resolution that was passed in 8B, so... The approach and the writing, I mean, the sentiment is the same. I've been working with some people over there on that re-lawsuit.
I recognized it from other...
So we're talking about number 3, right?
It would... either one, they come to the same conclusion, but from a slightly different approach. Jane's approach is to say public schools require greater transparency, therefore don't reduce the transparency process below the current levels, which is what Fenty is proposing. And I'm arguing that the budget transparency is deficient at all levels. And at all levels, there should be increased public hearings, increased openness, increased discussions. And this is merely one example of that. And therefore, the D.C. public schools' openness should not be compromised.
What would happen if we passed both? They don't contradict each other, do they?
I believe that they...
The one addresses the schools directly, the other one addresses the world.
No, because the advice is specifically about the schools. It's about eliminating the change incorporated in the Budget Act that would eliminate the public hearings required for the public schools' budgets. It's addressing that specifically, saying that they should continue to have those hearings.
I'm prepared to support checks because I think it does, and I truly believe it doesn't do violence to what Jane was getting at. So I would prefer that we pass Jack's and adjourn.
Jane, do you support Jack's?
I guess what I'm looking for is whether it compromises the requirement for specific hearings for the school budget.
Now, this is calling specifically for a restoration of the hearings that were in the law and which the current Budget Act would eliminate. Right. It's saying restore those hearings.
The ones that used to be before the school
that's
board.
Correct.
Right.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
So it sounds like Jane agrees. Yeah,
in fact, I took my text from one of the public schools support groups saying this is what we want. Eliminates Subtitle J of Title IV of the Budget Support Act, which is the portion that eliminates the public hearings currently required for a public school budget.
I'd like to move Jack's resolution.
Okay.
Jack, would you second?
I'll second it. Okay. All those in favor of Jack's resolution?
This Jane is very much involved in this. Are you content with this, Jane?
We can do that in discussion after the... Oh, she's calling for a vote, I see. I'm sorry.
All those in favor of this resolution? A show of hands. We have 5-0.
Thank you.
I move adjournment.
I'd like to table my resolution for now. I'll just compare the text. Maybe we could take it up at the next one, or maybe we'll just drop it.
Which one are you speaking of?
You can always submit it next month. It doesn't require tabling.
Okay.
I move adjournment.
Do I have a second for adjournment?
Jane?
Nobody wants to adjourn? Nobody wants to second?
I'll second.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'll second, I'll third, I'll fourth.
All right. The meeting is adjourned 9:15 p.m.
Thank you.